Election results of the world's largest democracy by the oldest and the most trusted broadcaster of the country.
On 4th of June, every minute's update of vote counting from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Know who took the lead and who trailed.
Accurate information from every seat, who won and who lost.
Listen to what we the people of India decided.
Tune into Akashwani Gold and other Akashwani channels for Lok Nirnay 2024.
This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Apugapak. The Union Health Ministry has reiterated the need for adhering to strict compliance with regulatory protocols and fire safety norms in hospitals. The ministry emphasized that the safety and well-being of patients, staff and visitors are of utmost importance in any healthcare facility. The ministry recently held a meeting with states and union territories and around 390 healthcare organizations in this regard. It stressed that establishing a robust fire safety plan and conducting fire evacuation and safety drills will not only ensure compliance with regulatory requirements but also safeguard lives and property. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said that India has created a world record with 64.2 crore voters, including 31.2 crores women voters participating in the Lok Sabha polls. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Kumar said that no major incident of violence took place in this Lok Sabha polls. He also said only 39 repollings were conducted in this election. Kumar said over 68,000 monitoring teams and 1.5 crore polling and security personnel were involved in the electoral exercise. Kumar said over 90% of 495 complaints of Model Code of Conduct violations disposed during the year's election, general elections. Further, the Chief Election Commissioner said three-layer security of Central Armed Police Forces have been put in place at the counting centers with round-the-clock CCTV coverage along with micro-observers on each counting table. Furthermore, he said all the issues raised by the opposition party delegation with the commission were addressed. Chief Electoral Officer Pawan Kumar Sain said that the representative of Election Commission of India, Sundar Rajan, called on Governor Kirti Parnaik at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar yesterday. They submitted a copy of the notification issued by the Election Commission of India containing the names of members newly elected to the State Legislative Assembly. The governor appreciated the state electoral office, its officials and staff, as well as other public officials involved in managing and overseeing the campaign and polling. He also congratulated all the elected representatives of the people and expressed his hope that they will rise to the aspiration of the people by serving the society and the state dedicatedly. Further, he also commended the police and central and state security personnel and all the voters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed his gratitude to the people of Arunachal Pradesh for reposing their faith in BJP in the state yet again. Similarly, BJP President JP Nadda also expressed his gratitude to the people for BJP's victory in the state assembly election. He said that the party is committed to fulfill the vision of Viksit Bharat and Viksit Arunachal. He thanked the BJP workers, State Chief Minister Pema Khandu and State BJP Chief Biram Waghe for the victory. The counting of votes for the Lok Sabha elections will take place tomorrow. The counting of votes for assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and Odisha and by-elections to assembly state assembly constituencies will also be held on the same day. Counting of the votes will also be held for Delhi's 7, Maharashtra's 48 and Bihar's 40 Lok Sabha seats. The counting will begin from 8 a.m. onwards and the results will be declared tomorrow. The Election Commission said that the counting trends and results will be available on the ECI website and the Voter Helpline app. The Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, has announced the successful conclusion of first phase of its groundbreaking longitudinal health monitoring project, the Phenome India CSIR Health Cohort Knowledge Base BI Check. To mark this significant milestone, CSIR today organized a special event, Phenome India Unboxing 1.0, at the National Institute of Oceanography, NIO, in Goa. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.